The winter sports season is in full swing, with showdowns and showcases being played throughout the state. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Winter is here. All MHSAA winter sports are in action now that the fall season has wrapped up. Our first winter champions will be crowned on February 19th with the Upper Peninsula Boys and Girls Swimming and Diving Finals. After that, team wrestling finals are February 25th and 26th in Kalamazoo, and we end February with boys and girls skiing on the 28th. March is the busiest month of the year for championships, and it starts right away with the first weekend. Boys and girls bowling will roll for titles on March 4th and 5th. Competitive cheer returns to the Deltaplex in Grand Rapids for its finals that weekend. And the individual finals for wrestling from Ford Field in Detroit are also on the 4th and 5th. The next weekend, the 11th and 12th, we'll see champions crowned in gymnastics, Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving, and ice hockey. The hockey finals will be played at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth. And then hoops take center stage from the Breslin Center. The girls tip it off March 19th, the boys 1 week later on March 26th. 37 teams will end the season with a championship trophy. Follow along all season long by going to MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Bay City Central's Alexis Smith. Smith grabbed 21 rebounds in a game against Saginaw High, putting her over 1,000 career rebounds. At the rate she's grabbing boards, there's a good shot she'll finish her career in the top five for most rebounds. Alexis also went over 1,000 career points last season. Bronson Wrestling's Aiden Phil, Dakota Miller, and Matthew Blankenship. The trio each won four matches at the Jackson Area Wrestling Showdown as Bronson beat Jonesville, Michigan Center, Jackson Northwest, and Manchester. And a Harbor Springs freshman, Olivia Flynn, playing in just her fourth career game, Flynn notched 30 points for the second time this year. The outburst comes in a 81-30 win over Grayling as the Rams are now 4-0.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
A basketball player has the ball in the corner, ready to shoot a three-pointer, when a lane opens up along the baseline. She starts her drive, only to have that lane closed off. She puts up a shot that goes over the corner of the backboard and goes in. 2 points, right? Not so fast. Anytime the ball passes over the backboard, it's out of bounds. A shot, a pass, even a rebound that bounces up and over, the play should be whistled dead. The ball is considered out of bounds, off the last player to have touched it. So even though the shot comes from a player inbounds and goes in, wave it off. The ball can't pass over the backboard. If it does, it's now the other team's possession.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. This past Saturday was High School Hockey Day in Michigan. Nearly all of the 138 hockey teams in the state were on the ice, including 22 teams taking part in the Adam Mitchell Memorial Showcase. The showcase matched up teams from the Michigan Interscholastic Hockey League with the Kensington Lakes Activities Association. All games were played at the Eddie Edgar Ice Arena in Livonia, and it was the MIHL coming out victorious, winning 6 of the 11 games. The MIHL got wins from Birmingham Brother Rice, Warren De La Salle, Orchard Lake St. Mary's, Port Huron Northern, Detroit Catholic Central, and Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood. The KLAA got wins from Livonia Churchill, Salem, Heartland, Howell, and Livonia Franklin. The showcase was started in 2017 and was named after Adam Mitchell this year. Adam was the longtime coach at Churchill and at U of M Dearborn, and he spent 36 years with the Detroit Red Wings keeping stats. His son David is the head coach at Stevenson. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.